is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
For all in Go status,
ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Red Sox win game one, ho-hum. Bad move by Dave Roberts, right? Baez was dealing. He pulls him, puts in Alex Wood. Alex Cora. Alex Cora has done. Alex Cora may be seriously underrated. Now, I don't know that you're going to be able to push all these buttons every single time. Alex Cora is a pretty good baseball guy. Alex Cora is a little bit scary being
this
in.
This just in, he's really good baseball guy. And it's Boston's. My sports map article has, why even care about the World Series? I mean, first of all, it's over. But do you care what happens once a guy wins a mega or a girl wins mega millions? Do you care what they do with their money after that? Not your money. So what do you care? You didn't win it. You think I care about, I wonder what he's going to do. Maybe I should find him around. And you know what? The other idea is, well, if they beat you, you want the team to beat you to win the World Series because then the team that won it beat you. So you're like second best. I don't care about all that stuff. Once you're out, you're out. Mm-hmm. You go on the loser's pile. Yeah. That's what happens there. Now you're on top of the other bodies, but you're still on the loser's pile. It's like being kicked off a cliff in 300. Yeah, you're going to die. At least you die on top of the other bodies. You know, I guess that's okay. But you're still down there at the bottom of the pit.
What? What? Yeah. That's, I don't know what that means. But, yeah, I wrote an article today. If we can't beat the Red Sox, then we should steal their players. Nathan Eovaldi. So
and
get to Mookie, a sportsman.
And Mookie Betts?
I don't think we're going to be able to steal Mookie Betts.
Do you think they would deal Betts for...
No, stop it.
Reddick? Hold on. Whitley? and if we...
Yes, I think they will.
And McCann's $15 million option.
Yes. Well, it's an option, though. It's an expiring contract.
I have somebody who's in the real estate world say, here's McCann's house. It's listed... And they're already moving out. Like, I think it's a wise choice. They have $15 million team option. I don't think they're picking that option up.
Yeah.
So basically, McCann is done. Which, does that surprise you?
No, McCann's done. No, that's it. McCann's well, that's another done. Thing you got to do, too, is you got to go, you got to find that guy.
So how about the fact that Richard Justice said, is quite a bit different than what a lot of other people
Holy
think.
Crap. Look at this first. I didn't know Charlie Polillo won a Heisman.
That does look like Charlie a little
Doesn't
bit.
It?
Yeah.
It's called The book is called Heisman, and it's a picture of Charlie Polillo.
It's not Charlie Polillo.
It could be. Charlie might have won a Heisman. You don't know.
He never won a Heisman. There's no chance.
Back in the day, you know, I mean.
There's no chance Charlie won a Heisman.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
Well, that says you.
But what the hell was I even saying?
You were making up ridiculous trades to get Mookie Betts here.
No, Richard Justice believes that you let both Charlie Morton and he thinks Charlie Morton's gone. And now this is Richard Justice. He's got some hooks into the Astros. He's got some people in there. He thinks that Keuchel and Charlie Morton are both gone.
Yeah, could well be. I mean, and Josh James, the emergence of Josh James.
But
and,
you do consider Eovaldi because, number one, he's how old is he now?
28.
He's right there in that range.
Yeah.
And you get a third, you go spend your money on a third pitcher who you maybe can grow past Justin Verlander.
I actually compared the signing of Morton here. Eovaldi is 28.
How expensive is he going to be?
Eovaldi's 28. Morton was 32 2 years ago when they signed him. They both, Eovaldi, 156 games. Morton's thrown in 162. Eovaldi has 44 wins. Morton had 46. Eovaldi with a 4.16 ERA. Morton had a 4.54. 850 innings, 893. 640 strikeouts, 630. They're really close, although you're getting a guy who throws harder in Eovaldi and 4 years younger. And you're going to get Brett's, I mean, his whip is 1.348, and Charlie's is was 1.440. And you get Brett Strom. Brett Strom definitely figures into this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets better here.
There's no question.
Everybody gets better here.
Cue Trevor Bauer. It's because they use pie tar
and
a spin rate.
You mean like that when they grab their arm like this and they hold on to it in
Boston?
I don't
know if the Astros grab arms.
No.
Now, people will start to show you Ryan Presley spraying stuff on his left forearm. Yeah. And I just think that probably that left forearm maybe had a...
Might have had a mosquito bite.
Maybe he has, yeah.
He might
maybe there were mosquitoes. Or maybe, has anyone considered the fact that maybe he's had some type of melanoma he had to have, you know, taken off of his left arm or something, and he's just very, very highly protective of that area with sunscreen?
No.
What? What's the problem? I don't know if he added resin to it to make it like a glue-like substance that will help you spin the ball tighter. I doubt it. Astros don't cheat. Major League Baseball said so, Dell. Major League Baseball said so.
I never accused them of cheating.
Yeah, you did.
Why did you point that
at me?
Yeah,
you did.
What did I say?
You did.
I said people may have stopped thinking the Astros are the likable, lovable team that they were last year.
Then you're wrong because Major League Baseball said they are.
They are the most likable thing. That's what you think. Major League Baseball's happy about the Red Sox getting in and not the Astros?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, they're
Major League Baseball.
Red Sox, Dodgers.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever heard of them. Okay. Mm. What about the young fan? Like, what about a 2-year-old fan? Never heard of the Red Sox.
Why would he have heard of the Astros? If he's
yeah, he did last year. Last year,
but they played the Red Sox last year. So why would he have seen
Red
that?
Sox
but
barely,
and they think that 2 year olds think the Red Sox are a bunch of losers.
The 2 year olds think the Red Sox are like the Indians, just like gone.
So the 2 year old paid attention last playoffs run, but has stopped paying attention this playoff.
No, they were disappointed. Now they're just like us. We don't care about the World Series because the Astros aren't their favorite team. The Astros
World Series is super boring.
Yep.
Ugh, 8-4.
Oh, so it's a baseball game.
Snooze.
Yep.
So it's boring. You mean like a baseball game?
Well, if the Astros aren't playing, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's boring. Baseball's
if
boring.
If the Astros aren't playing.
Well, sometimes when they're playing.
Charles Altuve, stop. Art just can't stand Charlie Polillo. But Art did have the best tweet of the day, though. We're talking about worst fans. And Art says 5, Episcopal fan, 4, Kincaid fan, 3, Second Baptist fan, 2, St. John's fan, 1, St. Thomas fan.
Kincaid fan is 4, but pretentious, condescending, the Kincaid fan is number 1.
The when Kincaid they school. It's actually called the Kincaid
when
school.
When they correct you, go, actually, it's the Kincaid school.
It
they
actually
shoot
is.
To the top of the list.
No. Well, anybody who says the Kincaid school instead of Kincaid, you're right.
And actually, they're not only pretentious and condescending. The violence that takes place surrounding that school when they play football, it rivals Raider fan. Lance, did you know
the violence?
No. Did you know that
in Memorial?
Did you know that Kincaid has to play their games at 2 in the afternoon because they're afraid of the gun violence that surrounds their school at
no,
night?
Don't. You're lying. Yeah,
you're a liar about everything. No one believes you.
They have to play their games in the afternoon.
No one can believe you anymore.
Scary environment.
Hey, how about when we get back, we give away a WWE 2K19 Xbox One game? How about that? Xbox One. Does anybody still have an Xbox One?
Yeah.
It
does? I don't even know. Because like, isn't there like Xbox 7 though?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I play with Xbox One.
I need you to talk. Right now, I know one game that'll never go away, and that's Hoops. Okay? How about Hoops Sporting Goal? How about the best goal in the market? How about the kids? If you have young kids especially, okay? Like Lance, what would be the sense of having a 10-foot goal?
I've got a garbage goal. I got to get Hoops out there because we had it at the other house.
Yeah.
And that's when Drake was young, and I didn't even have the other kids. And now my kids go out and play on the driveway every day, and I got this. Where you got to fill the water into it, and like the dog has drank some of the water out of the basketball goal. I got to move it around. The backboard the plastic is broken out. We don't even have a backboard. Like
you see,
it's garbage.
You're actually decreasing the value of your home.
I know.
So why don't you call Keith Tate?
Keith Tate's goals do not do any of those things.
No, Keith Tate's goals actually add to the value of your home.
And they have
the curb appeal.
You can put them on the roof. You can have freestanding. They do all that stuff too.
But for freestanding is the way they go because you lower the goal. So how's Maddie going to play on a 10-foot goal?
True, she can't.
She can't. But she could play on if it's 6 feet high. She would love that. But you see, so your kids aren't enjoying it. Why would you get a goal that's stapled to your garage when the kids can't even enjoy it? Get the goal that lowers, the goal that the kids can hang on, that they can dunk on, that they love to play. They will be outside, actually, instead of playing video games. They'll actually be outside enjoying the beautiful weather that we have here. All you got to do is go to ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5 at SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
USA Today has bold projections out today. Even after last week. Their Final Four?
I told you.
What?
I told you Ohio State still has a path.
Clemson, Notre Dame, Alabama, Ohio State.
Told you. There are too many teams that play each other that are ahead of them that could fall by the wayside.
You know what? I can certainly see that happening. I mean, who's gonna stop Clemson? Who's going to stop Alabama? Who's going to stop Notre Dame now?
Yeah, but Florida and Georgia play each other. LSU and Alabama obviously play each other. Ohio State has Michigan that they can knock off. There are things that can happen.
Ohio State has to beat Michigan.
Yeah, clearly. That's their last
game. And they're in
the
horseshoe,
And if they blow out Michigan, there's a real shot.
There's absolutely a shot. They've got Oklahoma and Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. That'd be a good game.
A rematch.
They got Michigan, Washington in the Rose. That'd be a good game. Kentucky, Texas in the Fiesta. If Texas makes a New Year's Day bowl game, that's a pretty good year.
It's a real good year.
Yeah.
We're going to find out a lot about Texas. I know a lot of Texas fans who feel like, and actually, I think a majority of the Texas fans that you talk to would say, feels like we're a little high up there in the ratings. Like,
yeah.
And it does. Texas doesn't feel like a top 10 team, really, but that was a very good win against Oklahoma. It's just hard to get the Maryland game out of the taste of that
and then
one.
Baylor
just hanging on against Baylor. It doesn't have the feel of a top 8 team. I can tell you that. But that's where they are. But now they have. So what do they have? They have. Who is it this week?
I don't know.
Well, they've got West Virginia, Texas Tech, and who else is it? Oklahoma State is this week. Hmm. So they got Oklahoma State.
Oh, yeah.
but in Stillwater. You've got West Virginia after that, and then you have Texas Tech. That's a pretty challenging 3-team run, relatively speaking. I can't. I don't think they're going 3-0 on that run.
Texas reminds me of the Miami team from last year. Now, Miami didn't have the early season loss that Texas did, but they were muddling along, barely beating teams. And now Texas did have the Oklahoma win, but people weren't sure about Miami. Then they got the two home games where they blew out Notre Dame and Virginia Tech, and people were like, oh, okay, maybe they're for real. Then they went on to lose to Pittsburgh. This is kind of Texas's validation point with Oklahoma State and West Virginia. They win these two, then the questions will stop. But they're still at the point where it's been a long time since Texas was good. Are we really believing this?
Hey, listen, a Fiesta Bowl bid against Kentucky, that would be a nice season, especially, you know, especially where they started after the Maryland game.
Oh, absolutely. No, your second year? No, your second year, absolutely. I think for sure A&M's headed in the right direction. Texas, I'm still waiting to make sure. And I know it seems crazy based on where they are, but I actually don't think I'm out of line saying that. I mean, Texas wasn't very impressive in their first two games. They weren't impressive against, frankly, a not very good Baylor team. Very good in the second half against a USC team that is not what we thought they would be. The TCU game I thought was a really good game for Texas. I thought Oklahoma was a really good game for Texas. I just want to keep seeing a little bit more. They can really prove something to me over the next 3 weeks. But I've always felt like Tom Herman has a good feel for what it takes. And I think Jimbo definitely does. So I think those two programs are in pretty good position.
So Central Florida and LSU in the Peach Bowl they've got. Okay, I could see that. Wisconsin, Florida in the Citrus. And they've got A&M and Penn State in the Outback Bowl.
Wisconsin, Florida.
Another January 1st bowl game.
Wisconsin, Florida. Are they trying to bore us to death?
Yeah, right. I mean, would be horrible.
It feels like it's going to be a blowout one way or another.
No, it'll be a 5-3 game.
Hornibrook versus Felipe Franks.
Oh, my God. Hornibrook is the worst starting quarterback in college football.
Well, I don't know.
Joe Burrow
any day over Hornibrook.
You would?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Are you kidding me? Not even close.
I don't know.
Hornibrook is the most inaccurate passer I've ever seen at a major college.
Are you aware that Joe Burrow's completion percentage is under 54%?
Have you seen Hornibrook, bro?
Yes, I have, because he's been around forever.
No, he's terrible. Honestly, I hate to say that about a kid, but my goodness, some of his throws are just unbelievable.
Let's take a look at Hornibrook's numbers.
Yeah,
touchdowns, 6 interceptions feels about right.
Saying.
Completion percentage for the season, 59.
Yeah, but it's all 6, dump.
8.02 yards per attempt.
He can't throw down. Well, because he gets it to Taylor or whomever short, and they pick up yards. That's the only way he can complete a pass.
You're just hating on a proven winner.
Yeah, if I'm LSU, I trade Burrow for Hornibrook right now.
They got TCU against Arizona State in the Texas Bowl. Arizona State is a replacement team because it's supposed to be an SEC team, but apparently they didn't have enough.
TCU beat the brakes off Arizona State.
TCU will beat the brakes off of anyone.
TCU is not very good.
Their offense is.
Yeah, no. They're not very good.
No, it's not.
Their offense is terrible.
TCU?
Yeah, they just hit. Have you seen them?
Hold on a second.
They scored 14 against Texas Tech.
Well, that's not good, but what'd they do in this last one?
They scored 27 against a bad Oklahoma defense.
I thought they ended up getting to the 30s.
No.
No.
They came back. It was like 31-27 at one point, then Oklahoma pulled away.
They got Oklahoma State against Missouri in the Liberty. Where's U of H? I don't see University of Houston anymore.
In a bowl game they think they're too good for, because
Houston against BYU in the Frisco Bowl.
So they're projecting U of H to
teams I don't like playing in a postseason, BYU or Utah.
So they're saying U of H is not beating USF or UCF.
Correct.
And they have USF this weekend.
Correct. No, they got one more. Oh, is it USF this weekend?
I believe so. They're at home and they're a 7.5-point favorite the last time I looked.
Against USF?
That's what I saw. And USF's the undefeated team coming into Houston, but that's what I saw. I think they're a 7.5-point favorite. I'll look again.
So that's a big number against USF. They're playing pretty good football. Miami and Auburn they got in the Music City. Well, would you be happy with that?
No. No, because it means we didn't even make it to the ACC title game.
Well,
the Alamo, they've got
happen,
West Virginia and Washington
All right, Texas
State.
Texas fan, relax over there.
No, so, I mean, not everyone can be a top 10.
Who do you root for again?
Team, well, first of all.
Longhorn Lancey?
Whatever the number dictates.
That's what I thought.
But I cheer for Texas. My wife said I don't, but I said, well, what if I'm betting on Texas?
You're not allowed to,
Lampy. She tried to attack me.
Right.
But, yeah, she said, it's not we. You're not we. You're not a Longhorn.
If you are, if you bet on them.
I said, yeah, I can be an Aggie. I can be a Sooner. It just depends on the particular Saturday and what the number tells me to be a fan of.
West Virginia and Washington State. How good would that be? Dana against Leach. That'd be a fun game.
Yeah, a lot of quotes.
You got a lot of quotes in that one.
A lot of quotes leading up.
You got the boatload of quotes.
I remember when Dana one time, there we were in Thailand. All right, somebody cut off. Somebody cut.
Whoa.
You never want any story to go, remember that time we were in Thailand? Nope. Shut it down.
At last check, I just looked again. U of H favored by 7.
7? That's a big number against South Florida now.
Well, you don't want to go into TDECU and think you're going to come out with a win.
Well, no, I agree with that, but man.
Damn, been covering.
South Florida's pretty freaking good.
Houston been covering lately, Dell.
Yeah. Well,
you check those ATS numbers.
You would know, degenerate.
You know, check those ATS numbers.
Yeah, South Florida 7-0, 3-0. I don't know, man. 21st in the country.
You look at that
catching 7?
You look at the schedule. Who have they played? I think that might play into it as well.
Illinois, Georgia Tech,
who's not good.
Georgia Tech and Illinois? How are you going to beat an Illinois team?
Rather easily, it appears, for most teams.
Taking care of business against UConn, beating Tulsa by 1, taking care of that business.
And how much did U of H beat Tulsa by, even though it was not the number Lance was
It wasn't enough, I'll tell you that right now.
But it was more than 1.
No, it wasn't enough.
It was more than 1.
Yeah. No, well, it wasn't enough. I can tell you that right now from experience. 826 ESPN 97.
There's winning, and then there's winning. Yeah.
Time to talk about your Houston Rockets.
Aren't we supposed to give away like
a
video game?
You want to do it? Okay. Win WWE 2K19 Xbox One game. It's in stores now. Bigger and better than ever. WWE 2K19 Million Dollar Challenge. You play against cover superstar AJ Styles for a shot at $1 million. 2K Showcase is back. My Career is back with an original story voiced by over 25 WWE superstars. And the WWE 2K19 roster, the biggest ever, loaded with WWE superstars, legends, and Hall of Famers. WWE 2K18 from 2K is available on all major video game platforms. Rated T for Teen. What are you waiting for? Go get your copy. WWE 2K19 today. It's a lot of WWEs in there. It seems like a lot. 713-780-3776. Give a call. Caller number 10 gets the game for Xbox One game. Xbox One game.
Lines are now open, so you can jump in on that. Lines are also open at Rockets.com. Or 713-627-DUNK is the phone number there, too, just in case you wanted to know. For the Rockets and for their big triple-double they have coming up, James Harden and your Houston Rockets are back in action tonight against Donovan Mitchell and the Utah Jazz. Toyota Center Rockets back in action, first game since Sunday and since their little swing out to Los Angeles. And they got a playoff rematch going on against the dreaded Jazz and some of the worst fans in basketball. But some of the best fans are going to be right there at Toyota Center, and you can be amongst them. It's the Rockets triple-double pack presented by Mountain Dew. Here's what I got going for you. 2 tickets, 2 hot dogs, 2 bottles of water, beer, or Pepsi products, and packages starting as low as $59. This is your chance to have a complete evening. You get your dog, you get your drink, and you get your tickets with packages starting as low as $59. For more information, to check up on that, or if you say, hey, that's great, Lance, but I'm interested in a mini-season ticket package, or I'm interested in a season ticket package, or I want a suite where I can entertain guests coming in town, they've got all that for you at Rockets.com. Or when you call 713-627-DUNK. Run as one with the Houston Rockets. Visit Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All And welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, I guess I did. But that's my bad. I'm going to tell you this because here, why I just did. I did an article about Uvalde coming, and I mentioned the entire staff, and I didn't mention Fromber. Well,
is Fromber considered up there?
He was the guy that came in when the first injury, and yeah. McCullers went out, and he took over the rotation.
I've heard Corbin Martin is the guy you got to keep an eye on. That's the one that the organization is real hot on from, I guess, Double A.
Well,
he supposedly is the name to keep an eye on.
Well, yeah. There's and where did Josh James come from? Never heard of him before, yeah. Right? And he came out of nowhere. Here's the deal: is though, I kind of see Fromber taking over. Dare I say it? Sip spot. You're not paying Sip $6 million again.
Dare you
okay,
say it, sir. Dare you?
He
say it.
$18 million over 3 years. Sip got that ain't happening anymore. I mean,
another awful decision by Luno.
Well, it's not his. I didn't say that. He didn't say that's his decision. That's my thought.
Are you his spokesperson?
No, I'm not. I'm not speaking for Jeff Luno.
Okay,
no.
Because boy, if you are, that's a dumb thing to do.
He Fromber pitched really well, and Fromber will probably be in the mix. I just kind of feel like he's going to the pen. I don't know why. He did. He pitched well, and he played a big role, and he was the first guy in. I mean, I probably shouldn't leave Fromber. I shouldn't have left Fromber out of there. My bad, Adrian. And then this guy says, yeah, Granato, not cool. His Twitter handle is at Richard J. Granato. Dick Granato.
You know someone named Dick Granato?
No.
I mean, I'm sure those two words have been put together in a sentence before.
That feels like shade, though.
Usually, it's the other way around.
That Granato feels like is shade. I get that.
Yeah. It's not usually Richard J. It's usually Granato U.
You are.
By the way, how about yesterday... We went to we had dinner at a restaurant. It was a place where I ended up having my reception was at the Houstonian when we got married, me and my wife. We went to that restaurant over there.
Tribute.
God, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was really, really good. It used to be the Olivet, and then
they
changed it.
They redid the whole thing.
I want to see if Eric Sandler's been over there yet from Culture Map because he's our writer at Culture Map. Eric is a great follow, by the way. Follow Eric Sandler on Twitter, because people ask me, where do you think I should go to eat? What should I do for this weekend? My parents are coming in town. I'll give you answers, but I mean, the guy who has better answers is going to be Eric Sandler, because Eric knows about all the spots, all the new spots, all the hot spots, price points, all that stuff. So follow him on Twitter and ask him those questions. But I want to see if he's been there yet, because it's kind of an interesting mix of food. It's not a massive menu, which is, I think, good.
Yeah.
When you limit the choices.
Right. My wife and I do staycations. Instead of sleeping in our bed, we go sleep in their bed over at the Houstonian.
See, my wife and I do that. We did that. We've done that two or three times at the Houstonian. But we're getting away from kids.
Right, yeah.
Like,
well,
we're getting away from
too.
Kids.
We used to, too. Now we don't have to get away from kids.
And then I don't have, as soon as a zipper goes down on pants, I don't hear this. Hello? 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 Housekeeping? That's you, Mason. Housekeeping! Monty!
No.
How'd y'all get in here at the Houstonian? Do you need service? You need turn down service? Open the door. Where's mom? Damn it. How did they get to the Houstonian?
Right.
I swear to God. It's like those kids can be watching TV. I think I got them set up. And I mean, the first sign of anything, like I can just...
Better.
I don't want to get too graphic.
Switch
but
the
I mean,
sweats.
We know. You've already gotten too graphic.
Yeah, it could be literally anything. Like, just like I lay in the bed. I say, it could be any movement towards the nachos. And this is what immediately happens. They're like dogs who have heard some kind of sonic sound. It's just like, you know, the head flips around to the side and they're like listening.
Or like a robot as soon as you make a sound.
Yeah. Right. They get up from anything and just like. That's why I have to go to the Houstonian sometimes.
Well, those kids are just, it's about self-preservation. Because if you create another kid, how are they going to eat?
So it is funny.
That's all that is.
It is funny that most kids are like, Marty, do you want another little sister or a little brother? Nope. I want to be the youngest. period. Plus, that's a 7-year gap. This is definitely a wrap. It is over. But it's so funny because I want to, Snacks, I want another kid. Monty goes, not me. I want to be youngest. Good call.
Yeah. Smart. That is the best call.
Smart.
No question about that.
I'll keep trying to make kids, but not that hard.
What do you mean?
You can practice without really trying to make kids, Dell. You can practice.
Huh.
It's like taking swings in a batting cage. You're not really sitting, it's just the same thing.
So you're not trying to make contact?
It's like Raheel shooting his 3-pointers when he does the MyBookie thing. It's like him doing it with no, with no one guarding him or whatever. You can make a much higher percentage. Try making a high percentage when someone's guarding you. I don't like being guarded at my house. Some people call it blocks.
I think they play the box and one on you.
They do box and one me. It's exactly what it is. I got zone with 3 of them, and one of them's playing man-to-man.
Right.
Guarding mom man-to-man. Like,
you had a full court press last night when you got home.
Oh, yeah. Hey, all 4 kids. Hey, why did my kids ran up on
me? I was running free down the sideline.
Yeah. John's running like without a care in the world.
Lance is
I get home, and immediately it's Nolan,
40 minutes of hell.
40 minutes of hell. Like, whoa.
Why am I playing Yates in my own house?
Exactly. I get inside. I've immediately got 3 people just trying to mob me. Like, oh, man, I'm not even going to be able to get up to court. Here comes a 10-second violation or 8-second now.
Right.
In high school, it's 10 still, right? Can't be 8 in high school. Just in NBA.
Is it 8? Have we seen a backcourt in 8 seconds in the NBA? I don't know. Have we?
It happens once every
year?
Probably.
Right?
Some guy just unaware of everything. That's about it. It's never due to pressure. It's never due to someone picking you up for court and forcing you.
No. It's something. Yeah. Or the ball gets whatever the case may be. All right. 713-780-3776. Is there very little fanfare about this game tomorrow night? Guess what? Color Rush Blue tomorrow night.
Oh! Brock's in serious trouble if it's Color Rush Blue.
What are the Dolphins going to be, Color Rush White?
No, usually they wear green pants on the road. Their home uniform is really just all white.
They're not doing Color Rush this year, are they? Not officially.
It's not official, but
you can wear them anytime you want.
Color Rush used to be a completely brand new uniform.
Yeah.
Texans blue on blue.
But the Texans have facetious.
Like anything Texans, it needs a rebrand.
Well, Color Rush, it's either all white, all red, or all blue.
Well, if you're going to do Color Rush for the Texans, you do all red.
Well, like I talked to you guys about last time.
It's got to be aggressive.
The Dolphins didn't all orange, which was an alternate uniform.
Yeah, that's a more aggressive alternate uniform.
But
that would be cool if they were all orange and the Texans were all blue.
I think they retired the uniform. I think it'll just be all white. I think the Texans, if they do Color Rush, it'll be all blue but with red numbers. They have that.
I've seen it.
Okay,
the Texans tweeted it out.
So that's different.
Yeah.
But if you're just going to wear blue top, blue bottom, that's not Color Rush. That's just mixing and matching a top and a bottom you already have. It's supposed to be an alternate uniform.
Yeah, and they did it against the Patriots. They went with the all
Texans
blue.
Texans are a little limiting with their color scheme, by the way.
It's blue with the red numbers and then the red shoulder pad stripes.
Yeah, so it is.
Yeah,
and
so
red.
And red. Yeah, so the pants are different. Yeah.
Right. Red with white trim numbers.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
That's good.
Now, how about we not do Cotton Eye Joe before the game? How about we not do, are you ready to rock in the daytime? Or whatever dumb lyrics are going on right now. How about we just rebrand, get some cooler stuff to rebrand? This is a first place team. Stop acting like a last place team. So stop acting like a second or third
place
team. We're
going to act like Texas, okay?
Start acting like a team that's ahead in the division. Do some cool stuff. Pay attention to, I don't care, Astros or Rockets. They're doing some better stuff. Don't do the same things you did in 2002 from a fan standpoint and an in-studio, an in-game entertainment standpoint. Don't do it.
Wrap up your cheerleaders tighter, I think.
Seems
it's a ran
like a
wrap.
Bad way to go about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What says you is a bad way to go about it?
No, got people fired, so it was a bad way for them to go about it.
Be classy. Let them wear,
what?
More comfortable clothes, not anything so showy.
I think that they're wearing way too much clothing.
Oh, you're going the other way with it.
That's what I think, but I'm not running it.
I'm saying be respectful and be classy and maybe
they are classy.
Have your cheerleaders wear shawls. and maybe some type of larger pants that conceal. Just like, and do respectful dances.
Why not be like the Saints or the Rams and get guy cheerleaders?
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get the crowd hyped. Because here's what I know about the cheerleaders at every venue in college and pro football.
They get people
frankly,
hyped.
Nothing gets like, oh my gosh, these cheerleaders are really whipping me into a frenzy. I'm so hyped for the local team. I can't believe how excited I am about these Rams now because of the Rams cheerleaders. I am super excited. I tell you what, Michigan State cheerleaders really have me hyped on Michigan State football and Brian Lewerke. I am super excited because the cheerleaders have just got me going. Well, not like that, but
well,
yeah.
Remember that one security guard that was, they got, now the cheerleaders yelling, got him going, remember on the sideline?
Yeah, yeah.
He was making his own nachos right there on the sideline?
That was, well, that's illegal. You can get arrested
actually,
for that.
He did.
You get arrested
and actually,
for that.
Actually, he did. You know what?
Who's watching cheerleaders like, you know what would be a great idea now?
How are you going to put this?
Puppeteering. I think I'll play with puppets. Hand puppets.
I've got a puppet in my pocket.
Hi, everybody.
Like pocket puppet?
Keep doing those kicks.
Oh, no. He's playing with puppets in his pants. No. Oh. No.
We're not doing that. We're not playing with puppets in our pants.
Well, he was.
I thought you meant the male cheerleaders when they hold the girls up.
No. Sometime I wonder if that's something.
You
got to have some upper body strength. Now, I'm not hating on
a couple of guys I went to high school with were Illinois cheerleaders.
Yeah.
They said, dude, it is awesome.
I can't have this conversation with you in public on the airwaves.
8:45.
You got to have some upper body strength, though. I will give you that.
Yeah, you do. So 8:45 ESPN 97.5. Time for us to talk about hoops again. Let's talk about the hoops goal again. Here's the thing that we didn't mention, the tempered glass backboard, the breakaway rim, which is silly. It's a silly name since it doesn't break. You can hang on it all day long. It bends when you dunk, just like the pros do. That goal does, but it doesn't break. And the stanchion, which is unrustable, and the insulation, which is second to none, and all of the accessories with the lights and the stencils and the names on the padding and the net that blocks the ball from going in the street. And I mean everything. Keith Tate he thinks of everything. And here's the deal: is you cannot get a better goal if you're going to do this. And especially you got a nice house, you're going to put up one of those goals like Lance has. No. You're gonna devalue your home. Add to the value the curb appeal of your home with a hoops goal. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it here.
That man forgot not Joe. I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. If it hadn't been forgotten, not Joe. I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
.850 ESPN 97.5. Yeah. We got three.
So
we got a group that's got $3,000 worth of tickets.
Just yesterday. It's a Cotton Eye Joe remix.
That's what's going to, they're going to play. That's a halftime show.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's fine. Play this. This is better. It's a remix at least. Eric, it's not even like
why can't we have football time?
Cal McNair, do it in a circle. Here we go and up in the pickle. 18 points, 6 field goals. We just won 18-11. Don't ask Bill a question at the press conference, or he's going to yell at you. Swing your partner, do-si-do. Where is Cal? He's got to say something. Brock Osweiler had the same numbers as Deshaun Watson. What the hell's going on here? Actually, Deshaun gets you up and down the field. Just doesn't end in touchdowns. is field goals.
Says you.
Ty Fairbairn is going to be super busy again.
Oh, really? How many touchdowns did they score last week? Two? Thanks. Good night.
Did one of the drives start inside the Jacksonville 20, or did both of them start inside like the 35-yard line?
So, what's the difference? They scored touchdowns.
Well, touchdowns.
They don't score field. I don't know if you heard. They don't score field goals
anymore.
Remember
when the Colts gave them two touchdowns? Like, we'd like to fumble in the end zone on one and like at the three on the other one. Texans are on. That was one of their best offensive performances. Like, wait a minute. They got 14. Literally, the Colts gave them 14.
Right. And?
And then like, went for it from their own touchdowns. Seven or whatever.
That's all. Win games. Oh, I don't know if you know this. It's hard to win in the NFL, Lance.
I know, but I want to. You know what? I want touchdowns.
Yeah, great. Well, they scored two touchdowns
last year. I got spoiled by touchdowns.
Oh,
well. Okay, wait. In a tiny little six-game sample,
well,
I got spoiled by touchdowns in six games.
And who coming into this season had the best defense? Oh, and who scored two touchdowns against them last week? Thank you.
I think. Well, they had given up 70 in the previous two weeks.
Yeah, they gave up 40 to the Cowboys.
Right now, the Texans defense is
Cowboys offense up and down the field nonstop.
Like, the Texans are going to splatter Brock Osweiler, right?
Yes.
Right, they are.
No. That's my pick this week is the Texans.
I mean, there's no way they
let Brock. What's that line? Like 40? What is it?
Eight?
It's not 40.
Thank you. Good night.
Texans won't score 40 in the next 2 weeks.
Stop. You don't know nothing about Texans offense.
What do you mean, stop? What did they score this past week?
It's what they do.
What did they score the week before?
It's what they do.
Score less than 40 in 2 weeks.
Watch this offense just break out. Okay?
Seems like a stretch you're making.
No. This is the week. This is the week that they break out, and it's just, it's a jailbreak. It's nonstop.
I mean, the Dolphins did play very poorly defensively, so even still, Texas might score 25, 24.
How about the prisoners are going to go on a jailbreak? How about that?
I don't think Bob would be a fan of that.
Well, Bob, we're going to have to.
Oh, and Bob's going to be really thrilled because the two kneelers for the Dolphins aren't healthy. Kenny Stills won't be playing, and neither Albert Wilson's out for the year likely. No surgery for him.
Oh.
So the kneelers won't even be there.
And?
The kneelers.
They bend the knee.
We won't have that in our.
They bend the knee. They won't be there to bend the knee.
We won't have that.
I got 7.5. 7.5. Which is better than giving 8. Last week I gave the Colts in 7.5. That was a laugher. The Bills are so terrible. How about that's Monday Night Football? Does anybody get screwed worse than Monday Night Football? The Giants and the Falcons last 1-5 and 2-4. The Bills and Patriots. What kind of game is that? The Bills and Patriots. They pay more than anybody.
The Bills were a playoff team last year. Not that anyone thought that was sustainable, but isn't that where that came from?
Yeah,
plus
probably.
The Patriots are involved.
Yeah, but everybody's got to get a Monday night game.
One primetime game.
Yeah.
The
Vikings and Saints are the Sunday night game, and then the Patriots and Bills. Yeah, Sunday night always wins. Sunday night is just a beast, and that'll be heads up against the World Series, right? The Vikings and Saints will kill that.
Joe Buck's got an interesting week. He's got World Series Game 1, Game 2, and then he's flying here because the game's on Fox. So, and then I guess he goes to L.A.
for
Game 3.
Keeps going to L.A. for Game 3.
Yeah.
Man, talk about a life. Man.
I don't know. It's a lot of travel.
Yeah. No, that's a great life. Jim Nance has been doing that for years. What a great life. It can't be easy though, because you got to learn every name on both rosters.
Yeah, I'm always super impressed with Jim. That was the old school way of doing everything. Where you did multiple sports.
Yeah,
like Jim Nance is still from that old school of, and so is Sean McDonough. Does that as well? Does multiple sports? Costas used to back when he did that kind of stuff. But
Costas
right now,
Kurt Gowdy.
Nobody's better than Nance. Who can do Nance? I mean, Nance in his life has done Final Four basketball. He has done high-end number one NFL games.
Super Bowl.
Master. Like, he does every major event. He doesn't do NBA basketball, obviously. But like I said, he got started where he was really got famous, I think, was when he used to do. And he was young doing stuff with Billy Packer. Well, Gary Bender and Billy Packer. But then it was Billy Packer and Jim Nance. And Jim Nance doing basketball and Final Four stuff, to me, is where he just kind of started to blow up from there. But he got all his start was right here in Houston doing the University of Houston PA at the Cougar basketball game.
Yep.
And then he'd be on KIKK or whatever.
And
Kilt
then,
or whatever.
But Channel 11 hired him out of when he was still in college.
Yeah. No, he was doing all these at the same time. He told me one time that he didn't have a day off. He worked for like 376 straight days. No, he didn't have one day off for over a calendar year.
What a great. That's awesome.
You believe that?
That's not impossible. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because here's why. He worked for, he did sports updates for KIKK or KILT, probably KILT. He did sports updates for them. He worked for Channel 11 doing weekend shifts when he first got started. He worked at University of Houston doing radio, PA announcing, and he had one other job he told me about. I actually do believe him.
It was, and he probably loved it every second. Every second. All right, time for us to, you know what? Rich Drake's loving every second of his life because Rich Drake.
Why wouldn't he?
Is, well, he's the best at what he does.
Tell the truth. When you first found out about Renter's Warehouse, did you think that would work in Houston? I didn't. I was like, no one rents in Houston. I didn't know. What? I thought, no one rents in Houston. Why would anyone?
Oh, my God.
And it turns out a lot of people rent in Houston.
A lot of. When you go and Renter's Warehouse has, and there's some other, I guess there's other rental companies. I never heard of one. But Renter's Warehouse has access to every, they've bought access to every single website of every single person that wants to rent. So that's why it's so quick. That's why you're able to get, you have the best options. That's why they're able to have multiple selections for you. And then you choose who's going to live in your home. That's totally sweet to be able to choose.
Yeah, if you call 713-224-RENT, you can find out what your house will rent for. That's what you first need to do because you need to find out, you know, what your house will rent for. And once you find out what it will rent for, you can make a decision between renting and selling. But, you know, selling may not even be on, in your plans. You may just say, look, we know we want to rent. We want to find out what the best way to do that. We want to start using our house to make money for us. Rather than paying into the house, have your house paying back to you. Go to renterswarehouse.com or call 713-224-RENT.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.